Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Attention Dish Network customers, from all of us at News 9, we're saddened to know you aren't receiving CBS. Unfortunately, Dish has a history of blacking out channels during negotiations. More than 144 TV stations have experienced this. We aren't the first. Dish wants to increase their profit from selling you our signal. We're simply asking Dish to treat us the same as they treat bigger out-of-state companies. Call Dish at 1-855-318-0572 and demand to get your CBS back.
There's almost a vacuum, it feels like, in Phoenix here at the 2017 American Farm Bureau annual meeting, with the lack of a nominee for U.S. Secretary of Agriculture being named as yet by President-elect Donald Trump. In that vacuum, a lot of folks are filling in with talking about the EPA administrator slot to be filled by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. Mary Kay Thatcher, lobbyist for AFBF, says that they believe this is a fabulous choice, and it is quite a contrast to the current EPA administrator.
Everybody would be a contrast with Gina McCarthy. I mean, I think there was only one way to go there. So, but we're very excited. We've sent a letter, and we've actually asked all of our state farm bureaus to send additional letters and really feed in, because we know he's got opposition, and we want to make sure that we can get him confirmed. So we're spending a lot of time and a lot of effort on working with Scott Pruitt.
The actual details of dealing with the waters of the U.S. This is not just walk in, sign a paper, and it's gone.
And that's a great point. You know, I think that unfortunately farmers in the country see all the red and think, well, we got the president, the Senate, the House, all these things will happen easily. They won't. Waters of the U.S. will probably take a year to a year and a half to unwind, just like it took at least that long to wind it up, because you got to go in and, again, look at the science. You got to look at what the Obama administration did wrong as far as administrative things and lobbying. Lobbying on issues they weren't supposed to lobby on. But we'll start the process, but it won't happen immediately.
On the issue of Secretary of Agriculture, one of the last cabinet spots to be filled by the Trump transition team, Mary Kay Thatcher said she thought we might have somebody in place before the holiday, but unfortunately, wasn't to be.
Well, my bet was that we'd have the nominee before Christmas. And, you know, we're always one of the last to happen, but I think that we'd certainly like to get someone soon. I think there's a lot of interest in what's happening, but obviously more important than when is that we get a quality candidate. So if that's what they're looking for and getting just the right person, I applaud them for it. But I hope it happens soon. We'd like to get that confirmation hearing going as well as the other ones.
For the USDA slot, of course, that's a huge agency with all the nutrition, forestry, as well as the agricultural interests. It takes somebody that's got some pretty good skills.
It absolutely does. And, you know, you hear Secretary Vilsack talk about, well, it ought to be a governor. Well, you know, that might be a good choice. I think it definitely would be great if it was somebody who did understand agriculture. But I think Secretary Vilsack proved to us, too, that there's a real need to look at rural America, to look at the nutrition community, to look at forestry. I mean, USDA is not just production agriculture. So it's going to have to be somebody who can keep a lot of balls in the air.
Mary Kay Thatcher, you've got farm news on Ron. 2017 has arrived, and Bell Ringer 30 coming up the 11th and 12th of January. Going to be broadcast live out of Denver by Superior Livestock on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Wednesday, January 11th, I feature yearling cattle. On Thursday, January 12th, weaned calves. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Bell Ringer 30 coming the 11th and 12th of January. Don't miss it. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.